Finding a cure for cancer, it's been the dream of many, from people affected by the disease to scientists and even presidents. Writer and editor Jacqueline Detweiler spent 3 months immersed in the field of cancer research, crossing the country to visit 7 cancer institutes for her article Disrupting Cancer in a recent edition of Popular Mechanics. This week on WRVO's Health and Wellness Show, Take Care, host Lorraine Rapp and Linda Lowen speak with Detweiler about what she learned about the future of treating cancer.
Is there one type of cancer treatment that looks like it's leading the pack in terms of promising results?
I think immunotherapy is definitely there, and I think that that is fairly reflected in the way funding is going, and I think it makes sense. A lot of people told me that immunotherapy is an entirely new platform, so it's a shift in thinking the way chemotherapy was a shift in thinking. What people have realized is, why create all these incredible tools to try to cure cancer when there's this system inside of us that is designed to kill malfunctioning cells? And immunotherapy basically is figuring out how to get your own immune system to target the cancer itself. You know, your body evolved alongside viruses and bacteria to defeat them and to defeat cells that are infected by them. And cancer gets away with, mimicking, pretending to be the own body cells to trick the immune system. Your immune system doesn't want to attack healthy cells because then you end up with autoimmune disorders. You end up with MS or you end up with ALS. And some of the researchers told me that some of the first therapies that are going to be commercially available are going to be available this year. And that is incredibly exciting because these immunotherapies have been talked about. There have been breakthrough reports in the news, but most people have not been able to experience them unless they're basically on their deathbed.
What was that like, connecting with these people who have dedicated their lives to curing cancer?
You get to a point where you feel like nothing you did matters. These people are, they're so dedicated and they're so single-minded. And it really depends on who you're dealing with. Some people are just absolutely fascinated by the way the cells work or by the way the particular biology that they focus on work. But a lot of the oncologists and the medical doctors who are working directly with patients are just the kindest people. And they've really, in my experience, have had to separate their work from who they are or their emotions in a way. As you're going and meeting these people and learning all the science, you're thinking to yourself, how many people have you met that have died 6 months later and you tried to help them and you couldn't? All the doctors were very matter-of-fact about it, which I think they have to be. But you really see the heroism or the difficulty involved in making that choice and as a career path.
After all of this, the research, the immersion, the writing, what are you most optimistic about in terms of the state of cancer research?
One person in the story told me that she thinks that we are at the end of the beginning, and I think that's true. I think that we have solid concepts now that will lead us in the direction of cures for a lot of people. It's going to take time, but I believe that people have figured out that they need to work together, and they've figured out some directions we need to move in, and that makes me excited. It makes me less worried about the possibility of getting cancer in the future.
That was author Jacqueline Detweiler speaking with Lorraine Rapp and Linda Lowen. More of this interview can be heard on Take Care, WRVO's Health and Wellness Show, Saturday morning at 6:30 and Sunday evening at 6:30. Support for this story comes from the Health Foundation for Western and Central New York.